This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps,
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media,
is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from as Lo Stradamus.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra. Still to come, he's telling the untold story of Mother Teresa and me, Thierry Cajunut. Simon Desk Weekend means more Travis and Taylor, and Switchfoot returns to the spotlight. And now from Times Square, where Mayor Adams has just declared Monday the official Float Your Rubbish to Work Day, here's that Kevin!
Well, hi, kids. Yeah, it's been a little bit wet here in the Big Apple over the last 24 to 48 hours. And yes, evidently no garbage collection needing to be done because, as you can see, the rubbish bins just floating down the street to be collected. Who's able to drive in that, by the way? How do you navigate around the... Yes, we have sinkholes. And yes, even New York has fires in the midst of floods. Here we go. For Assignment Desk Weekend, I'm Kevin McCullough. Let's get to the news. In an attempt to get the press to ask him literally about anything else than the evidence being revealed in his impeachment inquiry, the President of the United States, Joe Biden, seen here listening carefully to the voices in his head, is attempting to remove yet another appliance from the American home. Now, fortunately, as much of the nation heads into the fall and winter, none of us will really need our gas-burning furnace this year. New campaign slogan, though, might be kind of catchy. Stay cold, save the planet, Sleepy Joe. California dictator, Simon Desk Weekend means California governor, Gavin Newsom admits that he's in a bit of a quandary as to how to fill the seat now vacated by the longtime Senator Dianne Feinstein vis-a-vis her death this week. Simon Desk Weekend has learned that the longtime Democrat has received a number of suggestions on who he should pick, and he has decided on a replacement. And what we're about to view together here with you on Assignment Desk Weekend has never been shown. This is secret behind-the-scenes footage that we were able to obtain that nobody else has. Let's view that now. Okay, let's see. Who do I pick? Cackles, move her to Senate. Oh, make that guy the VP, and I'm there when he kicks it. Pretty simple, I guess. A wet weekend in New York City has seen more raindrop than Superstorm Ida or Hurricane Sandy in recent years. So much so that the pool area at the Central Park Zoo was flooded so high that the sea lions, who were only able to previously swim in the pool, are now beginning to swim through the entire area. Assignment Desk Weekend's news crew even captured one of the sea lions taunting Mayor Adams by continually asking, "Who's the mayor now, Eric?" This week, the GOP held its second debate of the 2024 election cycle. By nearly every account, the event was an abject disaster. Assignment Desk Weekend even predicted, after viewing it, that it would be the least watched debate in the recent era. And when the audience numbers were published on Friday, Assignment Desk Weekend was proven correct. Less than 10 million people are deemed to have viewed it. But not to be deterred, Fox News is promoting very hard your chance to still catch it on demand I mean, don't miss Stuart Varney absolutely mispronouncing the name of his co-panelist, or that very catchy moment when Dana Perino late in the debate asked everyone to give them her idea of who they would vote off the island. Finally, despite a debate, an impeachment inquiry, the death of a senator, or a flood in the nation's biggest city, Assignment Desk Weekend acknowledges that the story of the week continues to be Taylor Kelce. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. Top story on not only Access Hollywood, The Today Show, Good Morning America, The Hollywood Reporter, Sports Talk Radio.
To be honest, I'm really, I don't know why I'm into this, but they're both kind of good-looking, fun people. I'm for this. I love to see, young love is wonderful.
The Kelce's brothers own podcast.
Yeah, my personal life, that's not so personal.
Yeah,
well. I did this to myself, Jason. I know this.
Well, Trav, how does it feel that Taylor Swift has finally put you on the map?
And many other outlets. Country singer Jesse James Decker was asked what advice she had for Taylor Swift in relating to dating and marrying a football player. Decker responded by surmising, well, she's never dated an athlete. It's different than her world. She should enjoy it. And because literally no bit of news can now be non-political, even President Trump was asked his opinion regarding the couple by the press this week, the Daily Caller asking him for his thoughts.
Well, I wish nothing but the best for both of them. I hope they enjoy their life, maybe together, maybe not. Okay, most likely not, but I still wish him the best.
And that's Assignment Desk Weekend.
He woke up Monday, still talking about how Twitter blew up. Sunday, a football game, and who is showing up? Tay-Tay pounding on the glass. What? She was there to see a guy named Travis Kelce sitting in the box with his mom and family. We're still talking about it, and it's now Tuesday. They dating? We don't know. Would you like more info? Ooh, 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 ooh. And so I wrote this song last night. For Swifties who don't really watch sports. Travis Kelce plays tight end for Kansas City. That's like a wide receiver, but he's more bulky. And he's one of the best tight ends in his story. 69 touchdowns, 2 Super Bowl rings. He did a dating TV show called Catching Kelce. Kind of like The Bachelor, but with 50 women from all 50 states to date Kelce. A girl from Kentucky won, but they didn't date for long. He did Kaylin a goal on and off for 5 years, and he has a mustache now, but he used to have a beard, and he's maybe, maybe, maybe now dating Taylor. They are maybe, maybe, maybe getting together. His podcast with his brother's been at number one all week. That's what happens when you're maybe, maybe dating Taylor.
By the way, my wife actually really likes their podcast. She gets it served up to her on TikTok.
Travis Kelce's been an All-Pro 4 times. His brother Jason's been an All-Pro 5 times. They played against each other in the Super Bowl 1 time. Their mom was really cute and had a custom jersey made. And Travis had a cameo on Showtime TV. You probably wouldn't like it, but I thought it was funny. It's called Moonbase Dating. It's with John C. Reilly. And Travis got killed off in the first episode.
If you want to gaslight your person, you should just walk up to him and say, isn't it cool that Taylor Swift is bringing this attention to this up-and-coming football player?
Up-and-coming.
That's what I said. I was like, isn't this cool?
I got some of that the last couple of days. And I wanted to say, like, he's one of the best that's ever played the sport.
And so, Lola's like, is it? Oh my gosh, this is like no-name football player.
Yeah.
And his head almost exploded. So I learned a lot from your song.
Yeah. You can serve up this podcast on TikTok.
On TikTok.
Like, you started, like, caring
well,
about
now
him before this, right? Okay, a little bit.
I mean, only because there was rumors they were dating.
Oh, got it.
But now my TikTok algorithm is really confused because now it's just serving me football content, and I don't want to see that. Well, we'll see. And maybe they're just friends. They can just be friends.
Sure.
They can just be friends.
Yeah.
But isn't it nice that he's getting this attention finally? Because you say he's pretty good.
He's one of the Now you're objectifying him.
The comedic genius of husband-wife team Penn and Kim Holderness here on That Kevin Show. Just ahead, more great stuff. Don't go anywhere.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, my next guest has come to the fore with a new film that is taking on a historical character that I know many of us, including I myself, have not spent as much time learning about as I think she probably deserves. But what were the circumstances of her life, and why is it the subject of his new film, Mother Teresa and Me? Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together and welcome Thierry Cajunut. Terry.
Hey, very nice to have me, Kevin, on your show.
Absolutely.
Very glad to be with your guest.
Absolutely. We are glad to have you. I got notice of your film a few weeks ago, and I was kind of immediately taken by the concept of the story. And for people that are unfamiliar with your work, you do have another award-winning movie called Henry Fool, which won Best Screenplay Award at the Cannes Film Festival in 1998. So you've been around the movie business a bit. What was it about this story that you felt compelled to create this story about Mother Teresa and another woman?
Well, you know, going back when we started making this movie, the inspiration really came from Jacqueline Fritchie-Cornas, who plays Mother Teresa in this movie, when she first went to India years ago and was confronted with this poverty, you know, this misery on the streets, especially children. She was so moved. And she said, I have to do something about it. I can't just do nothing. And a few days later, she was in the office of a producer at Bollywood, and he had a big painting of her on the wall. And the inspiration came at the moment. We have to do a movie about Mother Teresa, put her spirits in the world, and activate people to inspire people to do small acts of kindness in the spirit of Mother Teresa when they see what this woman achieved, and so create a better world in this time of strife and war. And that was, you know, the kickoff, the idea for making this movie, to share these values.
Well, I think if there's one thing that Mother Teresa is universally recognized for, it is an immense amount of compassion and a willingness to sacrifice greatly on her own behalf. I mean, she literally died with just the clothes she was wearing and I think her spectacles in terms of what she physically owned. But she impacted many, many, many people, and inspired a great deal of good work across the globe. You decided to come at her story from a quite unique perspective. Describe that for people that haven't had a chance to see the trailer.
Yeah, we thought, you know, that we want to make this movie also for the young people today. And if you're young, you know, if you're younger than 30, you don't recall Mother Teresa, like you know, she was all over the place. We were watching her. We were in awe of, you know, she was kind of a superhero. And very mediatic also with Pope John Paul II. And, you know, Princess Diana, etc. And the world was in awe what she was achieving. And we thought, you know, that in order to get the young people to Mother Teresa and learn about her, why not use a young woman, a contemporary woman, as their guide and discover Mother Teresa through her eyes, because they'll have an easy time, you know, identifying with this young woman. And so it's a device, you know, a storytelling device. But and this young woman, that's the me in Mother Teresa and Me, she's a young Indian woman who lives in London of Indian descent, and she finds herself pregnant. And her boyfriend abandons her, and she's desperate just at the moment when the parents want to marry her with a nice Brahmin boy. And she, you know, she considers an abortion, and she flees to Calcutta, to where she's originally from, to find herself and also meet her old nanny who was kind of a grandmother to her. And through the nanny, who was herself adopted by Mother Teresa and who still works with the mother, with the missionaries of charity, she discovers Mother Teresa. And she discovers that Mother Teresa felt abandoned by Jesus. She had a very intimate relationship with Jesus. He was talking to her. He told her, go in the streets, work with the poorest of the poor. And suddenly when she hit the street, boom, he ghosts her. He doesn't answer anymore. And she says, you know, her prayers came like back like knives in her heart. It's very tough language. And she's suffering. And Kavita, who's experiencing a similar situation, feels an immediate kinship to Mother Teresa. And she starts working with the missionaries of charity, the home of the dying, work taking care of a dying lady. She goes to the orphanage. Finds out, you know, becomes a compassionate person, finds out new values, and by helping others, she helps herself. And so we learn with this flashback structure, we always go back to first to the 40s, to the 50s, you know, how Mother Teresa, was a nun, you know, she was first a nun with the Sisters of Loreto. She was a teacher. When she suddenly was received that call within the call, she called it this inspiration to go to work on the streets with the poorest of the poor. One has to remember that after World War II, you know, India became independent and they partitioned India into India and Bangladesh. And an enormous mass migration started of population and with an ensuing terrible misery that hit also Calcutta, which was a thriving city before that. And it's at that moment that she received that call to go on the streets. And we see how, you know, she has this conversation with Jesus. And while the process is taking place, you know, to get the authorization from the Vatican to be exclaustrated, meaning that she can live as a nun outside of a convent, for 2 years she has this conversation with Jesus. And on the day she basically hits the streets, you know, radio silence. And for the rest of her life, she goes through several states of, you know, of emotions. But still, she keeps to the mission. And it's what makes her so remarkable.
Even though she, and we didn't find out about those feelings that she had until after her death. And there were a couple of letters that helped us understand where she was at. But in those years where she felt like Jesus was being silent, did she lose faith completely?
Well, nobody can say that. And me specifically, you know, we don't have a way to know what she was feeling. I don't think she lost her faith, because when you read the letter, her letters, you know, she's longing. She's constantly longing for God. You know, she speaks of her work. She says, not my work, it's Jesus's work. And it's remarkable, because that's what makes her really heroic. Because as I was saying earlier, when I grew up, she was like superhero Mother Teresa.
Right, you couldn't really relate.
You couldn't relate to her. You could just be in awe. And when you discover that her frailty, you know, emotional also, how human she was in that sense, but yet she kept it for herself and kept fighting, kept inspiring people. I mean, it's a woman who changed the world, you know.
Well, and I think the fact that she, even though she had doubts about her faith or her relationship with Jesus, the fact that she stayed on mission to which he called her, I think that that is an amazing example of kind of obedience to what you know to be for you when everybody else might say, hey, just give up on it. We're speaking with Thierry Cajenoot, who is the producer for the new film Mother Teresa and Me. We're going to come right back after this short break. Stay here.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. That's Kevin.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Police in Las Vegas announce an arrest in the murder of rapper Tupac Shakur. Dwayne Davis has been arrested in the 1996 murder of the rapper, who was shot at a red light near the Las Vegas Strip. More auto workers joining the picket line as the UAW and Ford fail to come to an agreement after 2 weeks of talks. Laura Winters has details.
The president of the United Auto Workers, Sean Fain, says there's a long way to go before the union reaches a deal with Ford. The UAW expanding its strike with more workers joining the picket line at factories in Illinois and Michigan. More than 25,000 auto workers on strike right now.
The Navy will begin random testing of special operations forces for steroids and other performance-enhancing drugs. That'll all start in November. Those who test positive face discipline or removal. The commander of the Navy Special Warfare Command called it necessary to protect their health and military readiness. The Army is expected to follow suit. Skip Kelly, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now, back to that Kevin show with Kevin McCullough.
All right, in just a second, I'm going to play for you the trailer of Thierry Cajenouk's new film, Mother Teresa and Me. It looks amazing, Thierry, and as we feature a lot of films on this show, obviously, good cinematography, good camera work, good sets. These all matter in terms of really feeling the story. Congratulations on that for sure.
Let me ask
you about the big message of the film, which is for Mother Teresa and for the Indian woman that's featured. Their life takes on new meaning, even in escaping the sadness and the things that they face by pouring themselves into meeting other people's needs. Is this a message that we are short on in today's world?
Yes, very much so. I mean, you have obviously a lot of people who do also a lot of good things, But we live, in very dark days. You know, just open, watch the news, and there's a need for more love and compassion. You know, in following the example of Mother Teresa, and
what
one
is it about
need
that formula that works for people? Because this is something that comes back to me often in stories, and that is that somehow when people give of themselves to others, they find that many times the things that they feel lacking either dissipate or feel more fulfilled in. What is the magic in that formula?
Well, I think to some extent it's empowering to be able to do something for somebody else, you know, to not feel helpless, you know. If you think, oh, you have to create a big order or a foundation to be effective, but if you find out you can help someone and you can have an effect on somebody's life, it makes you feel good, you know, and it's very empowering and beautiful feeling to have. And to the other person, you acknowledge his humanity, so you restore also his human dignity, you know, especially the downtrodden, the forgotten, you know, and it can be small things, you know. Mother Teresa was saying, do small things, but with great love. You know, that was one of a great thing. And she was saying also, don't wait for the government, you know, but just do it yourself, person by person, you know. Sometimes, you know, with socialist governments, we say, well, the state takes care of everything. Yeah. Why should I bother? You know, yeah, but we're all part of society and we can help our neighbor. That's what
that's well said.
We're all
okay,
about.
The movie opens for one night only on Thursday, October 5th, friend. And if you want more information, get online and find out where it's playing near you. In fact, there are 800 theaters across the country that will be debuting at that night, Thursday, October 5th, 2023. Go and see Mother Teresa and Me. And Terry, what's the best website for people to access to find out more information?
Well, it's to go on fathomevents.com, one word, Fathom, F-A-T-H-O-M. That's our distributor, a fantastic distributor.
Yeah, we love Fathom. And fathomevents.com. Look for Mother Teresa and Me and get all the details. Now, before you leave, friends, I want you to see this trailer because I think you're going to be really moved to go and see this movie. Take a look.
You're pregnant, young lady.
What should I do?
Rest for a bit. You still have time to think about it.
You'll have to have an abortion.
I know.
You can't keep it.
I don't know. I don't know what to do. Kavita, oh my God. Rifali.
You knew her quite well, didn't you?
Mother?
Yes.
Rifali? Most people, when in total doubt, just give up on their dreams. She didn't.
I need to take dying people off the streets. You have to give me a place for them. Now.
Some Hindus might not accept you. They might suspect you want to convert them.
If you want to destroy this place, take me and kill me instead.
Darkness. That's all I can see.
What do I need to know, for Christ's sake?
I just wanted to protect you.
I was so wrong. There's so many things.
I'm lost, Father. Why does Jesus not love me anymore?
Are you here to save humanity or just yourself?
Faith might be obscured by the clouds of doubt.
There was a Kavita!
Without faith, without love.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being with us again tonight. Always special to have you with us on the weekend. And Kevin McCullough, couldn't be happier than to have you here. I've been telling you for the last number of months about our very special campaign to end human slavery in our time. Human trafficking, of course, the big theme of the Sound of Freedom movie. Jim Caviezel speaking very articulate about that in the first hour tonight. And it really brings home the important and good work that you are doing. In fact, I'm a little bit blown away. We had, I think it was our biggest week of slave liberation yet since we started the campaign in February. And because of you, as you can see, we're at 93 human lives that have been liberated and rescued. And I just think that is an incredibly important
note to bring to you. Again, over the years that we've done this together, there have been somewhere in the neighborhood of 3,500 human beings that we have helped liberate through the work of Christian Solidarity International and us working together. You, my viewers and listeners on radio and TV, and all of us pulling together. My family has, on more than one occasion, decided that we are going to free a slave every single month with CSI, and we've done that for a few years. But I would say all together, all told, all put together, all the people that have come together, we have it's in excess of 3,500 slaves over the last 10 years. And I just want to say thank you for that commitment to every single year. Help us see several hundred more become free. Now, where did these slaves come from? Well, if you're just joining us for the first time, there was a civil war in Sudan. There are still some factions that don't like the outcome there now. But out of that, two countries were created. South Sudan became the youngest country on the planet, and Sudan continues to exist. But in that war, like many wars, human beings were the prize. They were the spoils. And so the women, particularly, and particularly young girls, were taken out of their home, out of their homeland, to the north, where the Arab Sudanese forced them to convert to Islam, some of them experiencing very harsh circumstances, well, all of them experiencing very harsh circumstances, but some of them brutally raped repeatedly over their time in captivity, their genitals mutilated, starved for the most part for all those years. They're often only given whatever the crumbs that are left over from the family, and that is very, very little when you're talking about a very difficult region to begin with. But these precious, precious women and children have been also over the last 15 years since the war has been over. They, first of all, their future was not determined when the world powers came together and ended the war. They ended the civil war, but they did not do anything about the captivity and the women that had been enslaved. And so, as a result, it has been the work of Christian Solidarity International and private groups that have gone in, negotiated freedom. And with CSI's case, we have seen over the course of those many years, nearly 135,000 slaves be liberated. Now, there are probably 35,000 to 40,000 left that we have not yet been able to liberate. Some of them, it's a difficulty finding them because they don't always look like slaves if they're in an impoverished area, and they are already under difficult circumstances. But the Arab retrievers that CSI is working with goes and finds them. And when they do, we get their name, we know who the slave master is that they serve, and then we're able to negotiate their freedom. Where you and I come in, and this is really what's exciting, is that we get to give them everything they need for their new life. For one slave that is liberated, and it's a basic transaction of a cattle vaccine for a slave. This is how insignificant the life of the slave is to the slave master, that he would take a vaccine for his cattle in exchange for it. But when that transaction goes down, the slave is able to leave with the retriever to a recovery camp at the border of South Sudan. From there, they get medical treatment. They get some counseling help. They get some just freedom to be able to articulate what's happened to them. In many cases, they've not been allowed to speak on a daily basis to other human beings. And if they do, punishment awaits them. But in the recovery camp, they have counseling, they have medical care. Sometimes they need treatment for injuries or disease that may have gone undiagnosed or untreated as they were living in captivity. But once they are kind of on the mend and kind of in a place where they're more able to face the next layer of life, because it's a big shock. A lot of these girls were taken when they were just little, under age 10 even in some cases. But they tell their story to the CSI personnel. They figure out the region that they're from, and then the CSI folks help them get back to either family members or their original home areas as they are there. And that's significant because when the slave shows up in their hometown, it is a massive party. Think prodigal son story in the Bible, but like on speed. It's just really amazing. Now, in addition to that, they are given what's called a bag of hope, but it's so much more than just a bag. Let me tell you everything that's in it. A year's worth of sorghum grain for them to use as food to be able to feed themselves. Sorghum is the kind of grain of choice in that region, and it's very easy for them to use and cook, and they've likely done so in captivity on some level for their slave masters. So they have a year's worth of food. They have another year's worth of seed to plant to grow more sorghum. So they've got immediate food, and they've got food in the future. They're given all kinds of utensils and tools and things that will help them against the weather and be able to sleep and be more comfortable, and towels and blankets and other things that they'll need. Then in addition to that, there are utensils for gardening, for fishing, for cooking. They'll need all of those things in supporting themselves. And there's other things included in that bag. And then not in the bag, but part of the bag is a she-goat that every one of them get, and they get to use that goat to make goat kids, goat cheese, goat milk, support themselves with a micro-enterprise business, and be able to do it all to help themselves. Friends, that's what you give for $250 when you call right now. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, or just go online to bringherhome.org.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, once more,
Switchfoot.
Welcome to the journey. Welcome to existence. Everyone's here. Everyone's here. Everybody's watching you now. Everybody waits for you now. What happens next? What happens next? I dare you to run. I dare you to run. I dare you to let
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.